rejoice, and that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. Oh, sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace in the mansions bright and blessed. Joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to say. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. The stimulation by revelation down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I got the stimulation by revelation down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the revelation in my heart. And I'm so happy. for that revelation. Oh, mercy. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's give him a real big hand. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay, and I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart, and I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Is everybody happy to be here tonight?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. I'd like to welcome everybody here. Welcome all that's to our hookup across the whole world.
Amen.
Welcome tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? They're standing for you.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. There's not another word, not another ministry in the world that can unite the people, that can bring them together, except for this message and this messenger, which is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. How many visitors do we have here tonight? I hear that there's quite a few. Is there quite a few visitors? Well, welcome, all of you. In the name of the Lord, it's nice to have you all here. We're going to, I don't know if you knew this or not, but we're going to just spend the night. Well, they say an ice storm's coming, so I mean, you know, I don't want to send you out in that. The devil tried to stop us last time, but they sent another storm. It's like, we're coming. We're coming. We're coming. Praise the Lord. I've been waiting for a couple weeks now to tell you something. I want to make an announcement. It's a very important announcement, and I'm excited to tell you all about it. But it is only for certain people. It's not for everybody. So it's only for the elected lady.
Amen.
There they are.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. Only those ones that were foreknown by God before the foundation of the world. That was in his spiritual genes before there was a world. Part of his great family. All part of God's family. Aren't you glad to be part of God's great family? We are the very personality of God. He gave us our human characteristics, but I have characteristics of my Father. Both. I want them both, but I want it of him. That's the characteristics that are in us. So we're from his very genes. And he put on a wedding band on us. Before the foundation of the world, I'm married to him. You're married to him, sons and daughters of God. And I'm only talking to those that are waiting for his coming. Waiting for the rapture. Waiting for the coming, the descending of the Lord. Am I speaking to anybody out there? That's all you people, okay? Amen. Yeah, we are.
Amen.
Amen. Can you be seated? I know you strangers, we do stand up a lot, and I say that a lot, but we are happy. Amen. We're so happy. Why can we not be happy? Because that we are that elected lady. We are that one that's looking for that. Well, I've got some wonderful news for you tonight. He has descended. He's on his way. He's on his way. Wonderful news.
Amen.
That's quite an announcement. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. There's three things that happens: a voice, a shout, and a trumpet.
Amen.
It has to happen before Jesus appears. Now, a shout, Jesus does all three of them when he is descending.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. A shout?
Amen.
What is a shout?
Yeah.
It's the message going forth first. The living bread of life bringing forth the bride.
Amen.
It's a message to get the people together. Amen. It's Malachi 4:5 time.
Amen.
Woo! Amen. Amen. That's what time it is. Praise the name of the Lord. And that bride will be word upon word upon word.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. What a year 2017 was to the bride of Jesus Christ. What things that the Lord did for us in that last year. There's never been a greater time. There's never been a greater year than there was last year. And we were living in it. We were part of it. It is. It was the greatest year of all times.
Amen.
If we believe what that prophet said, he said, this is the greatest time to live in was right now.
Amen.
In this very minute. So every minute that we live is the greatest time on earth because it's closer and closer to his coming.
Yeah.
So we're the greatest people because we're the bride living in the greatest time that there ever was. That was 2017. Now just wait to 2018.
Yeah.
It's got to get better. It's got to get better.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We might not only hear the rapture tonight, maybe we'll go in the rapture tonight. If we stay all night, because he said he's come between 6 and 9.
Amen.
So we just might as well stay all night. Wouldn't that be great?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. In the Old Testament, in the days of Joshua, is when he was when they were going into the promised land. That at that time, how excited those people must have been.
Amen.
And Brother Branham, he talks, and we're going to talk a little bit about those types. That it is that he said that those people, how that they were getting ready to go into that promised land, how excited those people must have been. I mean, they've been wandering around in the desert for 40 years. Wandering around and around and around, just going around. They had heard about this promised land. They heard what it was going to be like, and milk and honey and all these things. And they couldn't wait to get into it. But they had to do something first. They had to prove themselves. They got rid of that generation. But when it came time, there was one obstacle that that prophet tells us about that stood in their way. He says that one big barrier that stood in their way. And he says that before that they went in and destroyed that city and went on, it was the biggest obstacle that stood in their way. He had to do something first. They had to look for a tape church.
Amen.
That's right. So God was looking for. Amen. He said that they did, that he sent his spies in there to find out if there was a tape church in there. And he had to find out if there is one, he had saved them. And so they found out that there was a tape church in there. And everybody that came inside of that church and believed that word, he saved.
Amen.
And everything else he destroyed.
Amen.
Well, now in this time, he's come again looking for a tape church. Excited. We're going to a promised land. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. Father has confirmed to us in this 2017 exactly who we are. It's become more and more real to us. It's become that we've talked about how it goes from inside of your mind where it goes down inside of your heart. Do you feel that way?
Amen.
I'm so happy for that. But we were just talking in the office a few minutes ago that it's such a paradox that I feel so high, but the devil has beat me up trying to so low. Is anybody else feeling that out there?
Amen.
We talked about, I don't think, the battles that I've been going through. And it reminds me of what Brother Branham said. He said that when darkness is pushing against light, he says that's when it becomes the very darkest. And when the sun, right before it comes up, right before the coming of the Lord, that's when that light is, that darkness is pushing against light. And I believe that's the time that we're living in.
Amen.
But the bride is what has happened to us. We have been quickened.
Amen.
Oh, I love that word. And we've been quickened by what? By the stimulation, by revelation of the manifestation of the Son of Man again in our day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is the revelation.
Amen.
That is Hebrews 13:8. That is what we must recognize to be the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That is the true evidence of the Holy Spirit. That's what he said, is to recognize it in our day. He said, that's fine. You have to recognize it then, what Jesus did for you. You have to recognize that. But he says, he wants you to believe me.
Amen.
I wish I'd put out that quote, but that's what Brother Branham said. It truly is. God made flesh among us.
Amen.
But then he revealed something else. God made flesh in us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We are his bride. Praise the name of the Lord. How do we do that? And you do that, he says, by putting no leaven in it. He says, don't you add no leaven to it. He said, you say exactly what I said. And he says, what it does, it brings the fullness of the Godhead bodily amongst the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. The fullness of the Godhead bodily. It's okay.
Amen.
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 Amen. You may be seated. That's what even makes 2017 and where we are now even the greater, is because that was brought forward, but the revelation is now being revealed more. It's for the sea, because if it would have happened, the rapture would have been gone. But it's now. It had to be spoke, but now it's being revealed. Praise the name of the Lord. We have the revelation that God has only got one provided place of worship.
Amen.
That's what he told us. He told the bride what we must do. He's told us over and over what we must do. In the last service that we were together, he says, but remember, when you leave here, start moving out of the shuck now. You're going into the grain.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He was talking back there in 1965, telling me, now you're leaving that now. You're coming out of that. What must we do then? Lay in the presence of the Son.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Don't add what I've said. Don't take away from what I've said. Because I speak the truth as far as I know it. As the Father has given it to me, see, don't add to it. Just say what I said.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's only one way to do that, folks.
Only one way of doing that. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. That is by only listening to this message. Because he told us about the anointed ones at the end time. And I know that's controversial, and it doesn't mean I'm against ministers or ministries, but you've got to hear the voice yourself. Amen. He says, because that genuine anointing, it's a genuine anointing. I ain't taking a chance with my destination, my eternity. I got to hear, thank God he stored up them tapes. The Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He said the word comes to who?
Prophet.
Yeah, it comes to the prophet. And he says he is a reflector of God's word.
Amen.
He can't say his thoughts. He can only speak what God reveals.
Amen.
We're listening to what God has revealed, not the thoughts of a man, the thoughts of God himself.
Amen.
Speaking to the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
This is the end.
Amen.
We're in the end.
Amen.
We're in the end. It's done.
Amen.
It's finished. Brother Bram says, people come up to him and says, no, you don't say that. It scares people. He goes, not the bride.
Amen.
Now, if you're ready, it's like, come, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Come, we're done. Praise the name of the Lord. The wheat has come back to the wheat again.
Amen.
The wheat has come back to its grain. Yes. The shuck has pulled away from it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And when the wheat must lay in the presence of the sun to be ripened.
Amen.
So once again, that prophet tells us what we must do in order to be ripened. Set in the presence of the sun. That is this message, and that's what's ripening the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It has to be constantly inside, listening constantly to that word. That should be only our desire of anything else, nothing else that we should want, but to be sitting in the presence of the Son in this word, trying to get closer to the Lord. Is that your desire of your heart tonight? That's what will bring on the bride of Jesus Christ. What is the presence of the Son? It's the manifested word for our day. That's back to that revelation.
Amen.
That's what that revelation is. Once you see that revelation and you got it, then when you're sitting in the presence of the Son, then you do become ripe.
Amen.
When the lion roars, everything shuts up.
Amen.
That's why he said that word comes to that prophet.
Right.
Are we listening to different voices? Are we listening to a different ministry that's going to bring us out? He said God deals with one.
Amen.
One. He's always told, he goes, God can't change. He can't do it. There's one leader. That's this Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He said the Holy Spirit was the prophet of this day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
What a revelation.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the prophet told us that he said that in the Old Testament, he said it was a type, like it was with Joshua. He says, going into the promised land. He said that that was a type, a shadow. And Brother Branham taught us in types and shadows. He did. God's prophet. He says, that's what I use is to go back. He says, you should use. He says, some of them say you shouldn't even go to the Old Testament. He says, it's a foreshadow of what's to take place.
Amen.
Is that what he said?
Amen.
He said, that's what's going to take place, that we look at it. And if we go back in that, he said, it's the positive becomes the negative. But it tells us what happens there. He said, even with ourselves, we should see ourselves in the scripture, who we are. He said, you should know who you are by the scriptures. He said, because you would do the same thing now as you would do back then. If you'd stick up, it's like, hey, Moses, hey, you ain't the only holy one. or whatever it would be. He says, you've got to recognize who you are in that word.
Amen.
He says it has to be. So I want to go back. I want to talk just a second about Solomon chosen to build the temple. God had chose Solomon to build that temple. He told David, Solomon's going to build that temple.
Amen.
And he says that he told him, he says, I've got to have a resting place. He says that was supposed to be for that Ark of the Covenant to go into, that it never did. David wanted to build it. He wanted to build a place, a resting place for the Ark of the Covenant. And he gave King Solomon everything that he had need of, David did. We all know the story. He gave him everything that he had need of. That's what's so wonderful. That he told him when he called him in and he told him, he says, now, come here, Solomon. He says, here's the gold. Now, here's the silver. Now, here's the stone. Here's the wood. Here's everything you have to need of. He says, here's everything that you have to need of to build this temple. He's left nothing undone. And then he said that he gave him what was called a pattern. You know what a pattern is? It's the blueprint. Amen. He said, now here's the blueprint, Solomon. He says, build that temple according to this blueprint. He says, here's the porch. Here's the upper chamber. Here's the Holy of Holies. Here's the outer court. Here's this. Here's this. Here's that. Here's this. Here's everything, Solomon. Here it is. Build the temple according to this blueprint. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So what did Solomon do next? He assembled everybody together. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Now, this word is the only thing that can do that.
Amen.
That's the only thing that can assemble everybody together to bring them in. Those people were pretty excited. They've been working on this temple for a long time, building it and everything, but they had a blueprint to go by. They had everything to go by. Everything that they have need of was right there. So it was, the day had finally arrived. So he called everybody together. It was time. It was time for that Ark of the Covenant to go into its resting place, the place that had been built. So it says here in 1 Kings chapter 8, we'll start with verse 5, and it says, and King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him were with him before the ark, sacrificing sheep and oxen that could not be told nor numbered for the multitude. Wow, that's a festival going on. The people were excited. There were so many sheep, so many oxen that were being sacrificed because here come the Ark of the Covenant going in its resting place, going into the Holy of Holies, the temple that had been built. The people were so excited. They were under such anticipation. Can you imagine being there on that day, seeing that happening, waiting for that Ark of the Covenant? Most people had never even seen the Ark of the Covenant. They hadn't even been into it because it was going to come right before them. They were all going to see with their eyes this Ark of the Covenant that they have heard about for all these hundreds of years and years and years. So he brought them all together and they were sacrificing. They were having a jubilee.
Amen.
And the priest brought in the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord unto its place, unto the oracles of the house, to the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubims. For the cherubims spread forth their two wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubims covered the ark and the staves thereof above. And they drew out the staves that were at the end, and the staves were seen out into the holy place before the oracles, and they were not seen without, and they are unto this day.
Yeah.
So here the people are watching, and here comes the Ark of the Covenant. They get to see it, and here it walks by with them, and they bring it in, the priest, to the Holy of Holy places. They brought it into his final resting place to where it was going to be. They came in, and they set it down.
Yeah.
And when they set it down, then they took the staves out of it that carried the ark. They carried it into its resting place. Then what happened? It says, and they drew out the staves, and the ends of the staves were seen out in the holy place before the oracles, and they were not seen without, and they were unto this day. There was nothing in the ark save the two tablets of stone which Moses put there in Horeb. The only thing that was in that ark was the word of God that was given to Moses. It was Moses' tablets that was inside of that ark. Amen?
Amen.
Nothing else was inside of there. How important is the word that it says here? It mentions Moses' name.
Amen.
Why didn't it just say the tablets with the Ten Commandments were on it? It was the tablets that Moses had.
Amen.
That's what went into the Holy of Holies, is the word that had been given to that prophet messenger to deliver the people went into the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Oh. Praise the name of the Lord. So is this message. Amen. And it says, when the Lord made his covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt, and it came to pass, then something happened.
Amen.
They put the ark inside of the Holy of Holies. They pulled out the staves. They start coming out. And it came to pass when the priests were coming out of the holy place that the cloud filled the house of the Lord. Oh, God was blessed. He had reached his place where he needed to be at, inside of the Holy of Holies. And when they come out of that holy place, the whole place, a big cloud filled the whole area, the presence of Almighty God.
Amen.
Then something else happened.
Yes.
So that the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
So nothing could speak, nothing could minister, nothing could say anything because it had reached its resting place. The cloud filled everything. Everything shut up because it had reached its place. But he said, now that temple was made with hands. Made by man, and it is destroyed. It was completely destroyed. But he says, I'll make a new temple. I'll make a final resting place, a place where I will dwell. And it will be word upon word upon word. It will be the bride of Jesus Christ. They will be the final ones. I'm looking at them right now. The Holy of Holies. The final resting place of the Holy Spirit, you.
Amen.
Amen. We are entering into the Holy of Holies. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. In that day, but in this day, this day, he did not give us gold. He did not give us silver. He did not give us iron. He did not give us wood. He gave us Malachi 4. He gave us the absolute. He gave us the token. He gave us the statue of a perfect man. And he said, here's the word, build it. Go by the blueprints. Say what I say. Stay in that word. Don't change a jot or a tittle. That will build that statue of the perfect man. And that is the only place that that Holy Spirit can enter into of the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
The lion is roared. Everything shuts up.
Amen.
When we listen to that word. Are you happy to be one of them tonight?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Let us just bow our heads.
Oh, praise the Lord.
How wonderful is your word, Lord, that you confirm to us over and over again. who you are, who you sent, and then, Lord, who we are. Lord, how great thou art. Your name above all names, Lord. You give us a perfect message. You picked your messenger. You picked your bride. You picked us. You married us before the foundation of the world. And then you promised us, Lord, that you were going to come for us, Lord, to enter in, to be called up. You give us a blueprint to go by. Stay with the word. Only say what I say. And here's your people that have the revelation of that.
Amen.
It's in our hearts, Lord. We do feel the dawn coming. The darkness is here and it's pushing. But greater is he that is in us. Lord, may we realize tonight more than ever, Lord, that we are your children. And that, Lord, when we ask for something, we believe it with all of our hearts. It's not us, it's you speaking through us. We want your thoughts, not our thoughts.
Amen.
Help your bride, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for what you did for us in this past year, Lord. What a blessing you have been to the bride of Jesus Christ around the world. Truly, Lord, we believe that we're not the same people that we were 1 year ago. We're so grateful of that, Lord. We can't express that in words.
Amen.
But Lord, we see it. It's a reality to the bride. Our hearts are filled with joy. How proud you must be as I look across your bride here and think of your bride that's listening in across this telephone hookup. That, Lord, love you with all their heart, Lord. Bless them. Strengthen them. Encourage them, Lord. Let them know how much that you love them, Lord. Hold them in your arms. Let them feel your presence, Lord. Let this be such a night, Lord. Lord, as you come down and you tell us about that great rapture that's going to take place, may there not be a one that's missing, Lord Jesus. Take us into your presence, Lord Jesus, as we bring these requests before you, Lord. And if you have a need, if there's something that's on your heart that you want, would you make it known to him? Just lift up your hand and say, Lord, you know what's underneath of my hand. And Lord, for all of us, we say to be more like you, Lord. Lord, make this year that we're just so much more like you, Lord. Take everything away that's not like you. All in our thoughts and our actions and everything, Lord, that will be just like you, Lord. A true representations of sons and daughters of God, Lord. Let us love one another. Let us pray for one another. Let us hold one another up in prayer. Let us not criticize, but to uplift and pray and believe. And believe what we ask that we can have. As you take us in to that holy of holy places, Lord Jesus.
Take me in to the holy of holies. Take me in by the blood of the take me in to the holy of holies and take thy coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am, take thy coal, take thy cleanse my lips, here I am. Take me in to, take me in to the holy of take thy core, cleanse my lips, here I am. Take thy core, take thy core, cleanse my lips, here I am.
Amen. Father, we just bow our heads before you this evening. Lord, thank you so much for your great love to us. Lord, thank you for what you did for us on Calvary, Lord. And Lord, thank you for this great message and this messenger. Lord, I think my mind goes back to when Brother Branham was translated over on the other side. Lord, we put him on a high place over there. And Lord, he told us all about that, and we are versed in it, Lord. But what's so outstanding to me tonight is that we said we're resting on it. And Lord, truly we are resting on every word that prophet said. And then Lord, what also comes to my mind is that we said, Brother Branham, if you had not went, we would not be here. And Lord, thank you for sending him. Thank you for that message. Thank you for the messenger, Lord. And Lord, he came back. We were listening to that tape. And he said, he says, how can I keep these people here? He was going out west. He said, how can I keep them there? And he said, so I came back and I stored in that food, cabbages and carrots and all kinds of food. He says, look in on this, he said. And Lord, truly your bride, we're not on a vacation. We're not looking for another table. Lord, you placed that prophet at the head of the table of the Lord's supper table. Lord, we're not going no place, Lord, by your grace, Lord. We found the pearl of great price, Lord. You stored up that food, Lord. It's our absolute. It's the token. It's everything to us, Lord. And we're riding on it, Lord. We love you, Lord, today. Thank you for this word. We love you with all of our heart, Lord. And Lord, just thinking also, Lord, that bride was watching him. And she was just right in step. And Lord, at the end of this tape, Brother Branham said that resurrection takes place and so forth is how he described it, Lord. He says, we'll just march right in online. Oh, Lord, what an hour we're living in. What a day we're living in, Lord. This is the greatest of all days is right here, right now. Just to think of it, just to be a part of it, Lord. How great you are. We're your attributes, Lord. We can't thank you enough. We can't express it enough. We don't know how to do it, Lord, but we just love you, Lord. That's all I know. And Lord, these requests, each hand, each heart, and those that are listening in, Lord, here in the greatest time of all time, you've called your bride to attention. They're in attention, Lord, around the world. Lord, to hear this message. Lord, bless and be with every one of their requests, Lord. Encourage them, strengthen them, Lord. We commit it to you, Lord. And Lord, thank you for Brother Joseph, Lord. Bless and be with him and his family. We thank you, Lord, for his love to us and for Brother Billy. And Lord, strengthen him too. Lord, what a blessing they're both been to us. And we cry in one heart and united to say, Lord, we love them and thank you for them. And just continue, Lord, to bless and be with them and strengthen them in every way. Grant it, Lord, and we commit it to you. And we love you, Lord. And once again, we want to tell you we love you, Lord Jesus. We commit it now to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Take me in to the Holy of Holies. take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, take me in to the and take thy coal and cleanse my lips, for here I am. Take thy coal, take thy coal, cleanse my lips, for here I am. Take me in to take me to the holy of holies. Take me in to take me in, oh, by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, take me in to seated. How wonderful that it is, the Lord saw fit that we could come together one more time. I'm just so thankful for what the year the Lord gave us last year, and thinking of what He'll do for us. But I'm so thankful that He's allowed us to see what He's doing right now. Amen. And to know that He's on His way, this song has been burning in my heart, is all hail King Jesus. All hail Emmanuel. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the bright morning star. Let's just sing that all to Him. All hail King Jesus. All hail Emmanuel. The King of kings, the Lord of lords, the bright morning star. And throughout eternity, I'm going to praise Him. Yes, I will reign with Him. All hail King Jesus. All hail Emmanuel. You're the King of kings. You're the Lord of lords. The bright morning star. And throughout eternity, I'm going to praise Him. And forevermore, I will reign with Him. And we're floating down the stream of time. We have not long to stay. Oh, the stormy clouds of darkness will turn to brightest day. Then let us all take
soon is coming to gather the jewels home. Oh, then cheer, my brother, cheer. Our trial will soon be o'er. Our loved ones we shall meet upon the golden shore. Oh, we're pilgrims and we're strangers here. We're seeking a city to come. Life most soon is coming to gather the Jews.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, how thankful we are to be able to be here, Lord, and to feel your Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, we just praise you and honor you for your provided way for us. We ask you, Lord, to help us to grow and mature, Lord, into the true son and daughter of God that you desire us to be. Help us, Lord, to speak your word and go forward. We pray that you bless these tithes and offerings, and Lord, that it would be used to carry your work on, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Then cheer, my brother, cheer. Our trials will soon be o'er. Oh, our loved ones we shall meet upon the golden shore. Oh, we're pilgrims and we're strangers here. We're seeking a city to come. Oh, the life boat soon is come to gather the jewels home. Sometimes the devil tempts me and says it's all in vain to try to live a Christian life and walk in Jesus' name. Oh, but then we hear the Master say, I'll lend you a helping hand. Oh, and if you'll only trust me, I'll guide you to that land. Oh, then cheer, my brother, cheer. Our trials will soon be o'er. Our loved ones we shall meet upon the golden shore. Oh, we're pilgrims and we're strangers here. We're seeking a city to come. Oh, the lifeboat soon is coming to gather the jewels home. And the lifeboat soon is coming. By eyes of faith I see. Oh, as she sweeps through the waters to rescue you and me. Oh, and land us safely in the port with friends we love so dear. Get ready, cries the captain. Oh, look, she's almost here. Oh, then cheer, my brother, cheer. Oh, our trials will soon be o'er. And our loved ones we shall meet upon the golden shore. Oh, we're pilgrims and we're strangers here. We're seeking a city to come. Lifeboat soon is coming to gather the jewels home. Oh, now's the time to get on board while she is passing by. But if you stand and wait too long, you shall forever die. For the fare is paid for one and all. The captain bids you come and get on board the lifeboat. She'll carry you safely home. Then cheer, my home. Oh, our trials will soon be o'er. Oh, our loved ones we shall meet upon. seeking a city to come. Oh, the lifeboat suit is coming to gather the jewels. Oh, then cheer, my brother, cheer. Our trials will soon be o'er. Our loved ones we shall meet, trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. And when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, when the roll is called up yonder, oh, when the roll is called up yonder, shall rise and the glory of his resurrection share. Then the chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, when the roll is called up yonder, oh, when the roll is called up yonder, oh, when the roll is called. Labor for the master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all the life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, when the roll is called up yonder, oh, when the roll is called up yonder, oh, when by and by, oh, I
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Truly, that's just a few days away. Even tonight. Even so, come Lord Jesus. We know that it's just any day now. Our Lord is coming. Who's watching and who's waiting? Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus as we prepare to hear the message tonight. Just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me. Oh, I've been and I've been waiting just any day now. His face I'll see just any day now. Oh, seated.
What a privilege and honor it is for us tonight to be assembled together to hear the message, the rapture, to build our faith, because that we know that God sent a prophet and a messenger to build a new temple that he can live in. No leaven among us, just the pure word of God.
Amen.
Making a temple for God to live and dwell in. Let's welcome Brother Branham to the platform to bring us the message, the rapture. Welcome, Brother Branham.